I suppose we all act out our dreams and aspirations, albeit to a greater or lesser degree. The rehearsals start when we're children and are carried forward into adult life as a sort of entertainment device. But don't you think our fantasies tend to be ever-increasingly over-the-top? I remember the make-believe world of my model train set. It was only small, temporarily laid out on the table in the front room. It had one signal box, a plastic platform, and a short tunnel through a homemade papier-mâché hillside. The feeling of being one of the railway children was authenticated further by placing capsules or drops in the engine's chimney that dissolved and cleverly produced convincing puffs of steam-like mist as the train chugged along. I knew it wasn't real steam, but the illusion worked, especially in an uninhibited childhood position with an eye right next to the track. Today our homes can have chunks of hollow fibreglass installed above make-believe fireplaces that look exactly like wooden beams. They come complete with the odd rusty nail, and evidential marks suggest that the original oak beam from which the thing was cast was roughly hewn into shape with an ancient woodworker's blade. I guess many people sit and gaze at such things and imagine a real log fire in a real fireplace, where beams were truly load-bearing and wouldn't melt. I guess that's okay. However, I really think it's taking things to extreme when people buy fibreglass, obviously non-operational but nonetheless highly convincing-looking, winches to bolt on the front of their 4-4 vehicles. Road grime, a little mud and rust come as an integral part of the thing and can never be washed off. I guess a trip to the shops can become a gruelling off-road experience in the mind of the driver. Do children still play with train sets? I think it's more likely to be realistic computer combat games. But they know it's not real, don't they? I can't help but wonder what dream or fantasy paraphernalia awaits the next generation.